It's certainly about the coming of spring, and the children, especially. Bridget brings the spring. They hear this in their program in the schools now, and it's wonderful that they're integrated even into the Féile. We had 400 people, almost 400, between 350 and 400 something, at the well for a beautiful ritual the other night in candlelight. And it opened with the children singing Bridget Brings the Spring. And then we went on from there to weave a St. Bridget's cross and to share with the participants who came, the pilgrims, the traditions associated with Bridget and then her values. We shared on Bridget as the woman for the poor, her outreach to the poor. We told the stories and what she did with the apples. We told the story of her as a peacemaker. And that was very powerful the other night here in Kildare, because the talk actually, which we'll be having on Saturday, we talked about, you know, and we asked the people to name the places in the world, you know, where they wanted to send light and peace to and pray for peace. And it was extraordinary. And we turned to the north, the south, the east, and we sent out that light and peace to all those war-torn areas. Then we talked about the Brath Breda, and people were given a little prayer to St. Bridget, if they wished, on their way out of the well, and also a little bit of cloth, the tradition, if you like, where people on the eve of her feast day, it was thought that Bridget was very close to Ireland and then actually flew over the land, blessing the people, blessing the animals, blessing the country, and that she left her curative powers on this little piece of cloth. And it was used by the people during the year when, if they got a headache or anything, you know, to put it on their head for cures. And we're told the fishermen especially loved to bring a bit of Brath Breda out to sea with them for protection against illness.
And you talked then as well about people coming, the ceremony and the ritual you had at the well with the candles and the lights and turning to the north, south, east and west. This sounds like there's a lot of Celtic spirituality going on there as well, that it's very in touch with the elements.
Oh yes, it's very earthed. Well, you see, Bridget was the woman of the land, as I said. You know, we hear of her, you know, making the cows, churning the butter and her sisters and all the rest, and sowing the seeds at that time, grazing her sheep on the Curragh Plain. So very connected. She's a very accessible saint, yeah. Bridget. People can feel part of her. You know, she's not standing on a pedestal. We've got a beautiful sculpture out there now, a gift given to us from a parish priest in Morton Grove, Illinois. And he gave it, his aunt, to a great devotion to St. Bridget, and she died and left him legacy, and he wanted to remember her. So he asked us, he would donate to us a 9-foot green bronze sculpture of St. Bridget of Kildare. Well, how could you refuse that kind of a gift? But the sculptor, he wanted to put her on a plinth and raise her up almost over Kildare town. And we said, no. Bridget had her feet on the ground. She was earthed. She was a woman of the land, a woman for the people. And that's how she's looking so wonderful out here in our landscape today as she looks in at us from this room, the Bridget room.
And I mean, you also had a concert as well. I mean, was there a connection between Bridget and music?
Yeah, well, it's extraordinary. When we came in, we were amazed at the number of artists, the poets, the musicians, who all began to come around Bridget. And we had a concert here last night, Cormac Brannock on his flute, his whistle, and Luca Bloom, Barrymore Christie's brother. And Luca has been at all our failures practically and has composed a lovely song about Bridget and the well and comes to our pilgrim gathering at the well almost on the eve every year. Don't be afraid of the light that shines within you. Let your light shine was the theme of our concert, and we had a full house last night. It was sold out. It was an amazing night, the energy in the room, and it's you know, I think we're as amazed as everybody else about what's happening around Bridget.
Yeah, I mean, and there's also, as you say, you've got talks coming up. It also seems to be tying in very much with Laudato Si, the Pope's encyclical on care of our planet and care of the earth and care of each other.
Yes. Yes, it certainly does. We were absolutely delighted with the publication of Laudato Si, because when we were building the centre, we wanted a green centre, greener earth again, as Bridget would want. And we have no fossil fuels. We're fossil fuel free. We have a hybrid system of geothermal, where the energy is taken for the heat from the earth, and that's supported. If that's not sufficient, ice sticks come into play. They take their energy from the air, and they come in to support the geothermal system. So we have solar panels, as you can see, and it was wonderful. And we have I have a very funny story around that. I'll just share it with you. But we had a ritual here. I think it was around last November. And we were talking, and we just asked the people where they come from. And one said she was from Rome. And my sister said, well, when you go back, you can tell Pope Francis, that we have a lovely fossil-free building here in Kildare. We're just ahead of it. She went back, and at Christmas time, my sister got a big parcel, and she had gone back, found a calendar, and Pope Francis on the front of the calendar with his thumbs up to us and sent it. So we really enjoyed that. But it's just wonderful to have this green building at this time.
And I mean, even the building itself, I mean, that must draw people in when you look at the different, you know, talks and events that you run. I mean, people possibly come just because they're curious about the centre and they're curious about this fossil-free building.
Yes, we have a lot of people coming for those reasons. People, we had over 7,000 come through the first year here, you know, and when they come, the first thing they say, oh, the peace of this place. And it is true. It just nestles into the landscape, and it just, you can't see it from anywhere actually in Kildare town practically. And it's so peaceful here. And we have three little hermitages on the grounds, and people come here for quiet time. At the moment we have two Australians and Americans staying in there just to get away, to find peace and meaning and purpose in their life. A lot of people are searching. So to find that meaning and purpose in their lives. And we hope they'll find it here through unfolding the legacy of St. Bridget of Kildare.
Yeah, I mean, even sitting in the building itself, it feels like a meditation.
It is, and people love that and come for that reason. But people who just come in and say, is it okay if we sit here for a while? And that's what it's all about. That's what it's for.
And tell me about the talks and the events that you had over the whole Lough Fela Breed and the week before it and the week after it.
Yeah, we began with the Kildare Monastic Trail and walks in the town to the different monastic sites. Way back in the 7th century, Bridget was known as a monastic city. And we had a workshop, a wonderful workshop, on the traditions and customs associated with her. Because we have an outreach community of women and men here in Kildare who work with us. There is no way we could do what we do without their support. So two of our Coir de Vrida, friends of Bridget, they gave the workshop. And, you know, one is from Donegal, so she was rooted in the tradition of Bridget in Donegal, and Brenda then, who gives the workshop as well. We went on the next morning, we had sacred dance, and 35 women, mainly women, we had a few men as well, came for that, just meditative movement. And then we were in, would you believe it, a pub for one of the nights, because two sisters here in the town, Bridget, and they had a talk on Bridget and the Brehon Laws. But the tradition associated with monasticism and the brewing of ale, and Bridget, we're told, brewed her ale here in Kildare as well, but they put it into just a beautiful setting. So we had that. We had a morning of quiet meditation and reflection, and that was followed by 400 people gathering at the well. And on St. Bridget's Day, we had people came from all over just wanting to learn how to weave St. Bridget's crosses. And then we had a wonderful concert on St. Bridget's night. And that was followed by, on the following day, by an interpretive floral art demonstration, which was, if you like, tremendous, very creative arrangements depicting the history of the Fela and the story of Silas Frieda for the past 25 years. And then we moved from there to the library in Kildare Town and had a wonderful session of writers there in poetry and music. And that was entitled there's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Leonard Cohen's very famous quote. And then on at the weekend, we had absolutely a wonderful fela. And Fela AFRI, we work very much in partnership with AFRI. It's an NGO in Dublin working for justice, peace and human rights. And the theme of the AFRI conference, darkness into light. And powerful speakers coming from the United States and Scotland and Ireland. And all. We deal with climate change. We'll look, also look at the whole question around asylum seekers and refugees in Ireland. And then we will conclude the whole thing with a great celebration of Eucharist at St. Bridget's Well.